Thank you very much. First of all, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today in this spectacular venue. And so what I wanted to do today, after that wonderful presentation by Sylvia, really inspirational in terms of where we need to go, is to turn the focus on Africa itself and the waste management issue that we face in Africa. And essentially the seven reasons that I see as to why we really need to be paying attention right now to this issue of marine waste. So very quickly, because many people are going to talk about this over the next few days, what do we know about marine waste? Well, first of all, with all of the research and the attention that we've seen on this topic recently, we know that it is an issue of global concern. There is no doubt about that now. It's considered to be in the league of environmental challenges like global climate change, ocean acidification, loss of biodiversity. From the map, you can see that there's no part of the planet untouched by the impact that we've had in terms of marine waste. The data that we see appearing is that the world's oceans are already estimated to contain 150 million tons of plastic. And if we don't do anything about it, that figure is likely to increase to 850 to 950 million tons by 2050. But what I wanted to really turn the focus onto is this issue around land-based sources of pollution. It's estimated that over 80% of ocean plastic originates on land via our rivers, stormwater, or directly discharged into the coastal waters. And of that, 75% is coming from uncollected waste, poor waste management in our cities. So what does this mean for Africa? And as I said, why should we be paying attention right now? The first reason that I see talks to the issue of basic city cleansing. Photos like this are not unusual from cities and towns across Africa, where a lack of city cleansing results in our waste being disposed of openly onto our streets, into our stormwater drains, into our urban rivers. The second reason that I see why we should be paying attention now is the issue of collection services. Again, many of our cities and towns across Africa are not serviced with regular waste collection services, which result in photos like this of open dumping of our waste in close proximity to where people live. In fact, the recent Global Waste Management Outlook suggests that municipal waste collection coverage for Africa ranges between 25 and 70%. You can see the cities that I've circled in red from across Africa with very low collection services compared to other countries elsewhere in the world. The third reason why I think we need to be paying attention right now is the issue of uncontrolled dumping of our waste. Again, an issue facing many of our cities and towns in Africa, where waste is disposed of onto dump sites like this, uncontrolled, poorly designed, often associated with open burning of our waste, no compaction, very seldom cover material on our landfills, very seldom stormwater or leachate collection systems to manage that waste. Again, the Global Waste Management Outlook suggests that developing countries, while we have made significant progress in addressing the controlled dumping of waste, there is still a lot of room for improvement. Many of the African countries fall into that low-income group with only 35% or less controlled dumping of our waste. And in fact, a recent publication by the International Solid Waste Association of the 50 biggest dump sites around the world shows that 19 of those 50 are on the African continent. And one of those, Arlington landfill site, is in fact just a few kilometers from where we stand now in Port Elizabeth. Recent data published on mismanaged waste plastic shows that 5 of the top 20 countries are in Africa. At number 18, Morocco, with 68% mismanaged waste, 0.3 million metric tons of mismanaged plastic waste. At number 13, Algeria. Number 11, South Africa. at number 9, Nigeria, and number 7, Egypt, with 0.97 million metric tons per annum of mismanaged plastic waste. And this poor management of waste that we see across Africa results in high levels of urban litter and pollution, and that ends up in our urban rivers, it ends up in our stormwater canals, which ultimately flow towards our oceans. The fourth reason why I see we should be paying attention right now is the issue of population growth expected on the African continent. This graph, also from the Global Waste Management Outlook, you can see the blue line for Africa. The significant 14-fold growth expected in population from 1950 to 2100. In fact, 10 countries are expected to account collectively for more than half of the world's projected population increase between now and 2050. And 6 of these are in Africa. At number 10, Egypt. If you look where we currently are, 2017, 97 million people expected to grow to 198 million by 2100. At number 8, Uganda, from 42 million to 213 million. At number 6, Tanzania, from 57 million to 303 million. Ethiopia at 5, from 104 million to 249 million people. The DRC, from 81 million to 378 million people. And number 2, Nigeria, which will grow from 190 million people to 793 million people by 2100. And at that point in time, there will be only 2 countries in the world with a population higher than Nigeria, and that will be China and India. This is the reality of what Africa's future population will be as we move forward. And the question is, what is the impact that that has on our continent? Well, firstly, one of those impacts is in terms of the expected future growth in waste moving forward. We can see, certainly for sub-Saharan Africa, the orange line, the significant increase in waste generation that we'll see between now and 2100 as our population grows. And in fact, for some of our lower income cities in Africa, we're expecting to see a doubling in the municipal solid waste generation just in the short term over the next 15 to 20 years. How do we manage that waste? Where does that waste go to, given those issues that we've seen of uncontrolled dumping, of lack of waste collection services? The fifth reason why I think we need to be paying attention right now is that with this increasing population, with urbanization, as people move to our cities in Africa, we see a growing middle class, and with that comes changing consumption patterns for people across Africa. And with changing consumption patterns comes changing waste composition. In fact, Africa's middle class has tripled over the last 30 years, from 111 million people in 1980 to 303 million people in 2010. With those changing consumption patterns comes more plastic waste, comes more electronic waste, and that already places strain onto the existing services and functions that we have in municipalities. In fact, currently, consumption makes up around 2/3 of Africa's GDP growth at the moment. So we know what the trajectory is in terms of Africa moving forward. The sixth reason why I think we need to be paying attention right now on Africa, in Africa, is the issue of urbanization, particularly along our coastlines. If you look at where our future megacities will be in Africa, these 4 diagrams that show the megacities globally in the world from 1970 in the top left through to 1990, 2014 in the bottom, and 2030. If you look at those red dots of the future megacities around the world, many of those, particularly in Africa, are concentrated at or near close to our coastline in terms of the continent, which means that that population growth is happening in close proximity to the marine environment and the potential receiving environment for that waste that is being generated. And finally, the seventh reason why I think we need to be paying attention right now is the issue of increasing tourism in Africa. This photo taken from a cleanup campaign, I think that I participated in last year in Cape Town, is that the increasing tourism that we see in Africa, in many African cities, states, particularly our small island states like Mauritius, the Seychelles, etc., has the potential to come with it increasing waste generation, increasing packaging waste usage, etc., and the potential for increased marine litter. In fact, if you look at the statistics and the information, according to the United Nations World Tourism Organization, tourism is one of Africa's most promising sectors in terms of development. It already accounts for 9% of the continent's GDP. We've seen an increase in international tourists arriving in Africa. It's more than doubled just in the last few years, from 2000 to 2016. But it's recognized that there's still a lot of potential, absolutely is a lot of potential, and we want to see more tourists coming into Africa. And in fact, the South African Department of Environmental Affairs, I think in response to the Oceans Bakisa, has developed a marine and coastal tourism strategy, particularly aimed at boosting tourism and the economy. But what does that mean in terms of waste generation and additional impacts? And if you look at the top four countries for Africa in terms of the number of international visits, Egypt, Morocco, South Africa, Tunisia, is very close at our coastline in Africa. So let's just recap for those perhaps that nodded off during the presentation. The first three reasons: poor city cleansing, weak collection systems, uncontrolled disposal. What does that mean? It means more unmanaged waste, more land-based sources of pollution. Remember that figure, 80% of marine pollution coming from land-based sources. Population growth, urbanization means more waste for Africa. Changing consumption patterns means changing waste composition. It means more packaging waste for Africa. And growing coastal populations, growing tourism in coastal regions means more waste near our coastline. And ultimately, it means more images like this. It means a greater risk to our marine environment because of those seven reasons, if we don't take action now. So what do we do about it? We could get very depressed and we could go away, but I think Sylvia has inspired us to say now is the time for action. Now is the time to do things as a continent. And we see this happening in terms of regulatory instruments. There's been a lot of discussion in the media just in the past few weeks around Kenya's ban on plastic bags. We see it in terms of impacts perhaps in microbeads in cosmetics, action being taken against that, action being taken against single-use products, action being taken against plastic bags to reduce the potential sources of marine waste. We see it in terms of action plans and strategies, and hopefully one will come from the few days that we are today. But you can see that the African continent is largely devoid of activity in that space. And we see it in terms of cleanup campaigns, in terms of communication and awareness initiatives, and we see, thankfully, some initiatives across the African continent in this space being driven in cleanup and communication and awareness, but still so much more that we can be doing in terms of this. And so really the concluding thoughts that I'd like to leave with you today, and as we move into the next few days and we move into the next few presentations, is that the state of waste management and the future growth that we're expecting to see on the African continent in terms of population growth, changing urbanization, megacities, changing consumption patterns, means unless we do something right now, unless we put measures in place to properly manage our waste across the continent, the African continent is likely to become a significant contributor locally, regionally, and globally in terms of marine litter and marine waste. And the last point to leave with you is essentially now is the time for Africa to act. Thank you.